This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Britain held a minute of silence Sunday evening in memory of the only monarch most have ever known. AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The hands at Big Ben marked 8 p.m. without playing its usual bell. Mourners outside Buckingham Palace stood in silence with their heads bowed to show respect to the late Queen. As the minute ended, the crowd erupted into respectful applause. Inside Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state, the usual stream of mourners stopped moving to observe the minute in deep silence. A King's Guard banged his sword on the ground to mark the end. The minute of reflection comes on the eve of the Queen's state funeral, a historic moment of national mourning that will also see the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Karen Chames, London.
Here are some of the details of the order of service for the funeral for Queen Elizabeth II. It will take place in Westminster Abbey, central London, at 11 a.m. It will be held by the Dean of Westminster, David Hoyle, and the sermon will be given by the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby. Before the service begins, the Abbey's tenor bell will toll once a minute for 96 minutes, one toll for each year of the Queen's life. The Archbishop of Canterbury will give the commendation, and the Dean of Westminster will pronounce the blessing. Near the end of the funeral, around 11:55 a.m., the last post will be sounded by the state trumpeters of the Household Cavalry from the steps of the Lady Chapel. 2 minutes of silence will then be observed across the United Kingdom. Britain's King Charles III said Sunday he had been moved beyond measure by the outpouring of public sympathy following the death of his mother, his gratitude expressed in a message of thanks on the eve of her grand state funeral. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said in an interview aired Sunday that he has yet to decide whether he will seek a second term in 2024, despite previously having stated he would run. He told CBS's 60 Minutes program that re-election is his intention. Whether it's a firm decision, quote, remains to be seen, end quote, he said. Prosecutors in an area of Ukraine where Russian forces recently retreated in the face of a Ukrainian counteroffensive are accusing Russia of torturing civilians in one village that was recently freed. In an online statement, prosecutors in the Kharkiv region said they found a basement where Russian forces allegedly tortured prisoners in a village near the border with Russia. Russian shelling hit cities and towns across a wide stretch of Ukraine during the night, officials said Sunday. For the first time in 3 years, the United Nations General Assembly gets underway in person in the U.S. city of New York, New York, this week. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
No more pre-recorded addresses or hybrid meetings because of the pandemic. Instead, the UNGA will include speeches from most of the world's leaders, including President Biden. U.S. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the administration has three priorities: global food insecurity, the UN Charter, and global health.
As COVID-19 reminded us, global health threats do not respect borders. We must tackle COVID-19, monkeypox, and other outbreaks.
Speeches begin Tuesday. Biden, who is traveling to the Queen's funeral, speaks Wednesday. Julie Walker, New York.
Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico's southwest coast Sunday as it unleashed landslides, knocked the power grid out, and ripped up asphalt from roads and flung the pieces around. Forecasters said the storm would cause massive flooding and threatened to dump historic levels of rain, with up to 30 inches or 76 centimeters possible in eastern and southern Puerto Rico. The storm also washed away a bridge in the central mountain town of Utuado that police say was installed by the National Guard after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. A 6.8 magnitude earthquake hit the sparsely populated southeastern part of Taiwan Sunday, the island's weather bureau said, killing one person and injuring 146 others, according to Taiwan's fire department. And Africa's most industrialized economy, South Africa, is again facing sweeping power cuts caused by failures at aging and poorly maintained infrastructure. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.